Intervju Radija Študent.
Drago poslušalstvo, velika čast mi je, da napovem legendo rock'n'rolla tukaj v studiu na Radio Študent. Z mano je namreč Rob Younger. Hello Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
The leader of the new choirs, which will play today on Metalco.
I'm up for it, yep, let's go.
How's the tour going on?
It just started.
Yeah?
We've only done 3 shows.
Yesterday you were in Gorizia?
In Gorizia.
How it was there?
It was a nice club.
Yeah?
And, we had a good show. Maybe not so many people.
But great gig.
It was a good gig.
Yeah.
And the bands we played with were really good as well, so it was a good night.
So how do you see Rob after all these years, the career of New Christ? It's been almost 30 years you are on the stage.
Yeah, well, I try not to think about it in that way.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a new band each time we get together, because it's always a different lineup.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And usually each lineup lasts for 3 years, and then there's about 3 years where we do nothing.
Can you tell me the reason for these changes?
I don't know. I think maybe this is just the thing with bands, that 3 years is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to do something good, and if you're going to get along together, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's going to be opportunities, and then you think, no, and someone always leaves. That's always happened to me. So,
if you compare the beginnings of New Christ and nowadays, how do you see the changes?
In the New Christ, there's not much difference, really. I mean, it's a basic rock band that just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Writes their own material, tries to get some gigs, and in Australia, you play the pub circuit,
yeah.
The hotel circuit, and that's what we did for years.
But
we started because we were offered a tour with Iggy Pop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know.
So we formed because of that.
In 1981.
Yeah, 84 for that one.
Uh-huh.
In 81, that was just like a
startup,
a recording thing. It was nothing. It was in a lounge room, someone's house. That's different. But to do that tour, we just got together. I got together with friends at the time, and we did that tour. And someone said, maybe this is all right. You should stay together for a while.
But would you agree that you have much more fans in Europe than at home?
Yeah, we do.
Why? Do you think it's so?
I don't know why, but in Australia we have there's lots of groups,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are better.
Yeah, better than New Christ.
Sure, of course. And some are shit, you know. So it doesn't matter. It's either way. You know, it doesn't matter. But we're not very popular at home. So.
And how do you see the difference between touring Australia and Europe?
Well, we don't tour much in Australia because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah? Few places in Melbourne. And
Melbourne's the best place to play. It's the best place to live, I think,
uh-huh.
in Australia. But it's more a European-style city. But in Sydney...
But everything actually started in Sydney back in the 80s and
the
70s. Why do you think is the reason that... for changing the places of the main
the focus for music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just evolution, and mm-hmm. and also economic circumstances.
Because now the Melbourne is real centre for rock and roll.
Yes, it is. In Melbourne, there's more of a community sense, a more artistic sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney is all about money and real estate, mm-hmm. owning houses, investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all bullshit. It's a bad place. But Melbourne has more of a sense of the people. I'm not saying it's fantastic, but it's a lot better than Sydney. And there's nowhere else. Adelaide's too small. Brisbane's shit. It's a lousy place.
And Perth is completely isolated.
Perth might as well be in Africa. It's so far away from Sydney. Yeah. It takes 6 hours to fly there.
Mm.
So I don't go there. It's no point.
But do you think that rock and roll in Australia right now is in a good shape?
No, not rock and roll. Rock and roll's in bad shape everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean that there are good records coming out, but there's less people that go to shows. Everything's changed. That's okay. It's natural. But I mean, young people have to come through and still like rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
but less and less like rock and roll. They've got other things to do.
So can you tell me anything about your musical taste and influences on the New Christ?
On the New Christ? Oh, well, it's always the... It's not all about me, it's about everyone in the band. But I mean, I'm old. I grew up in the... I was a teenager in the 60s, so I grew up with when the radio was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I like the Kinks and the Who and the Stones and the Beatles and all the big bands. It's obvious, who they are. I got into music, into playing music because of the New York Dolls.
Yeah.
I thought, now there's... If he can get away with it, David Johansen can get away with it, maybe I can too.
What about the Ramones?
Well, I love the Ramones, but... I was already in groups before the Ramones started, so... Yeah, I love them. We played shows with the Ramones years ago.
Actually, Rob, you produced a lot of albums. Yeah. With different bands, with a lot of bands. So, which one is for you most important?
The best band I've produced?
Yeah.
The Died Pretty.
Yeah, which album? You produced?
Well, I only did two albums and some singles, EPs. Their best album I didn't do anyway. That's generally acknowledged that's Doughboy Hollow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a great record.
But you actually played a few years ago with Radio Birdman too.
Yeah. Well, we were together 11 years.
Yes, I know. But
our reunion, when first we were together 3.5 years.
And what is new with Radio Birdman?
Nothing's new. It's dead. It's gone.
It's gone?
Yeah.
But if we compare the work in New Christ, creating music and so on, what would be the main difference in the creative process for you as a main artist in two different bands?
Well, there isn't much. I mean... It's only towards the end of Radio Birdman that I started writing some songs for the band.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the creative process, I guess. I like to play stuff that I've got more of a part in. And with the New Christ, I write all the words. And maybe if it's got a tune, then I write the tune. Sometimes I write the music,
mm-hmm.
like the one that's in the background now. But the creative, the process is the same. People just make up something at home and they bring it to the rehearsal room.
So
you just kick it around and you go, this is good, I think I know what to do here, and you just work on it. It's just friends working on, a few chord changes and it's simple.
Why do you think that all the people here around in Europe and says that Australian rock and roll is so different?
I don't know why. I was asking you that in the car. I can't perceive that difference. I don't hear it. I thought you might have been saying that it was the singer's accent or something, but you say it's more. It's just something in the sound. It's the guitar, it's this, it's that, but I don't know really what it is. Because, see, the music we've been talking about, a lot of it, you know, like in Australia, people always say it comes back to Detroit, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, that's rubbish. I mean, it's, that's just one place. It's got nothing to do with the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's got something to do with a small part of it. But, you know, but it, if that's, but if it is true, it means that all these Sydney bands that play hard and fast rock and roll are really just trying to sound like Detroit bands. So it's also an insult to them, except the ones that like to copy everything, you know.
Would you agree that it's maybe because of so much minor chords that you use in your songs?
Well, I put minor chords in stuff, but I don't know. And Dennis writes like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis from Radio Birdman, but I don't know, a lot of Australian bands seem to write chunky bar chords.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the traditional Australian pub rock band, that's what they call them, you know, they...
Do you like some...
Heavy riffs, I mean, AC/DC are the biggest Australian band that ever existed.
Yeah, yeah.
And have they got any minor chords? I don't think so. Maybe they do, but...
I don't think so.
I like them. I write a lot of stuff in F sharp minor.
What about the lyrics? Do you think that lyrics are important for a rock and roll band?
In a way, but I don't mean that they have to be profound.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be deep. They can be anything. They can be gloriously dumb. You know, you can... There's no rules to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what the rock and roll is supposed to be, is about not, you know, people not telling you what you should be like, you know, that you're allowed to have your own ideas and this is where you can express them. I mean, you know, and there's intellectual snobbery, you know, there's, you know, involved in all of this. I mean, people talk about the Ramones, intellectual people, smart people talk about the Ramones as being clever, as being having brains, but they say, but it's dumb. You know? Yet the people that don't like them can say the same thing. What is that about? You know, that's nothing. This doesn't mean anything to me. You know, it's all... So there are no rules. I like... So anyway, the short answer is that lyrics should sit in with the music.
Yeah.
The music and the lyrics should complement each other. They marry up. But they don't have to be really bloody smart, you know. It's not about that.
Yes, I understand.
But, you know, a guy like Nick Cave writes very, very clever lyrics. Lots of words, stream of consciousness. And it's great. I like it.
Okay,
anyway.
Maybe
you
that's
want me to talk
the
about,
right...
talk about Nick Cave for a while? You know, I don't care.
Yeah, we can talk about...
He's clever, you know, so I saw them recently and just realised...
You like Nick Cave?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
He's very good. The new record's great.
I agree too.
A lot better than anything I could fucking come up with, that's for sure.
Yeah, great.
When I heard it, I wanted to give up, basically.
Okay, maybe we should make a break with music in maybe Ramones-sense kind of stuff, if you agree.
What do you want to play?
My Existence.
All right. You think that's like the Ramones?
Kind of Ramones, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sat a while on an unmade bed. Must have been a while.
Okay, we are on the air back here.
We're in a hurry too.
Yeah. So, Rob.
Yes?
It's been about 7 years since you recorded the last record with New Christ.
Yeah, yeah, why is that?
Why?
Because rock and roll is dead. We're not appreciated anymore. We've always had problems. The New Christ have problems. Okay. We have no money.
But you recorded new one. It's called Gloria, and it's great. We are listening to the songs from that album. So can you tell me more about recording sessions?
For Gloria?
Yeah.
Well, when we were able to get some money from some people, we'd book a bit of time and go in really fast and try and do something. Mm-hmm. It was all done in a rush. It's the cheapest New Christ record ever made.
But it's a great record.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I can't tell. I don't know whether it's good or not, because when you've just made a record, you don't know.
But you recorded it last year, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, no. We did some sessions in December. Uh-huh. Most of it was done in February.
But you had some problems with the labels.
Well, we couldn't find a label.
And what's the reason for that?
Well, the labels want you to bring the record to them. Mm. They want you to do it, pay for it, and then give it to them, and they just make some CDs and some covers. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do anything. But we needed someone that could, and we found a label that were good.
So, Rob, can you tell me more about your plans for the future for the New Christ?
No, not really.
You don't have no plans?
Well, we've got a tour. We've got about a month to go on the tour, and when we get back, we're going to go around and play some of the big cities in Australia. Mm-hmm. So that should take about 3 days. Mm-hmm. And that's it, you know. I want to go actually get together with the others and write some more songs.
A new album is coming out next year.
Well, it won't take 7 years. but you know, you say you followed the New Christ. Well, you know that we're hopeless. You know, we don't do things fast. You know, so, but we want to do something else because I've got more stuff.
Yeah.
And the other guys do too. So.
So what do you do? You actually live from your music, or you have to take some other jobs?
Well, I try to get jobs, but I can't find a job.
Yeah? It's a problem to get a job?
I have a part-time job carrying things around the place, loading trucks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I used to do record production, but that's kind of dying out.
You don't produce now, right now, bands and so on?
Sometimes, not much. Uh-huh. I'm working with some French bands at the end of the tour.
Yeah? Can you tell me more about these bands?
Well, it's The Holy Curse and Dimidero Incorporated, but I haven't worked with them before. I know them as friends. Uh-huh. And I'm looking forward to it. It's all good.
Yes, I know Holy Curse. It's a great band.
Yeah, nice people, good band. They played great in Marseille.
Yeah, but they play Detroit style?
They do and they don't. Everyone thinks that if it's fast and rocking, it's Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. What about all the other cities, you know? Like, it doesn't make sense. It's just they've, like, taken it. Oh, well, we'll put it over there, you know?
Okay, I agree with you. So, Rob, what's important for real great rock and roll band?
Don't copy everyone else. Don't compete with the band down the street. Mm-hmm. Use your own imagination. Mm-hmm. Think for yourself. Because everyone has something to say. Sometimes it's not much, sometimes it's a lot. Be yourself. And break some rules, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, whatever it is. Just don't be told what to do.
But anyway, it's a hard job being a musician all the time on the road.
It's harder now.
And
it used to be easy. Being in a band was easy when there was you didn't need money.
And why did you decide to become a musician?
Oh, I was just doing nothing else.
Okay, good.
Well, I was on the Dole, I was living in Sydney, had nothing. And the New York Dolls made me think I could do something. Because we used to dress like the New York Dolls before we saw the New York Dolls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so makeup in the street, you know, go out in makeup. And it was cool in those days, you could do that. In Sydney now, you get your head kicked in. But 30 years ago, it was civilized.
Yes.
You know, like in that area in Darlinghurst and all that. And we could go to bars and wear what we wore and do what we wanted, and it was all right. And now it's full of shitheads.
Okay, we have not much time.
I know.
But maybe we should say about today's gig. What can we expect tonight on Metalco?
Oh, I don't know. Five nice people up on stage doing their best. Mm-hmm. We just play. We play about half this album.
Mm-hmm.
And we play a different set every night. So we'll just play, you know, an hour or so. And if people want more, we'll play some more.
Will you play some older stuff too?
Yeah, we mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like when bands do a new record and they just play that.
Do you have any special messages for all audiences tonight?
For the audience?
Before the gig?
Well, I like to see an audience make some effort, you know, make some attempt to get with the band too, not just stand there and go, okay, you entertain me. I like to see people dance a bit.
Yeah.
And you can dance to anything. You can dance to crappy bands. Really bad bands sometimes you can dance to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like the lyrics and the tunes. You know, so dancing to me is important. And like I said in the car, if girls don't dance to your music, forget it. Mm-hmm. Give up.
Okay. Rob, thank you very much for this interview.
It's my pleasure.
I wish you a very great gig tonight.
Thank you, I hope
and
it's good.
And a good tour too. And I wish you a new record soon.
That's kind of you, thanks. Yeah, that's right. We'll have some tomorrow. I'm told tomorrow.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Okay, thank you very much. Takole, drago občinstvo, to je bil intervju z Robom Jangarjem, legendo avstralskega rock'n'rolla, ki nocoj nastopa skupaj z New Christ na Metelkovi v Channel Zero. Špil naj bi se začel tam nekje okrog 21.30. Nastopa še pred skupina The Weeknd, ki prihaja iz Francije. Tega ne smete zamuditi, ker to bo čudovit koncert. Skratka, jaz sem bil Brane, z mano bil Rob Jangar. Pridite na Metelkovo in čao, čao, čao.
Intervju Radija Študent.